What's going on, everybody? It's your man AC Fire right here. Give it up for SPB in the building.
All right. What's going on, everybody?
Give it up for Big Chris in the building.
The queen is here.
The queen is here. And give it up for myself right here. Navigating this thing. AC Fire, I got my captain's hat on.
With the burn.
You already know what it is. On this joint we doing right here, we got reality shows versus sitcoms.
Yeah.
So I got SPB. He got the sitcoms on lock. He goes back like B.A. Baracus with his shirt ripped off with no sleeves and wearing Spanx and spandex. That's how far he go back. Yeah,
I pity the fool.
18.
That's right.
That's the 18.
That was the joint. Too.
Yeah, 18 is a good sitcom. You know what I mean? I'm throwing something out there for y'all, man.
Yes,
and I also got Big Chris over here. She got the reality show side.
Yeah.
You know, on the side of the fence. So she's a reality show guru.
There
so she's gonna break down some verses.
There we go.
Back and forth. Probably gonna do some things right here on the reality rap show. So
yeah.
Open up the floor.
Yeah.
Reality shows.
Yeah.
Versus sitcoms.
You know what?
What's on deck? What you got over there? Who, I mean, think about them.
No, well, we came up with this segment. First and foremost, shout out to everybody out there, all our listeners, man.
Shout out to y'all.
Nice sunny day where we at, so we doing good.
Sunglasses is on, baby.
A little breezy, but the sun is out, baby, so we can do it.
Somebody got to do it.
But yeah, man, we were having a discussion, me and the family, and you know, with the situation, the crisis we going through right now, we in the house, man. So, you know, you pretty much limited in what you could do, but damn TV thing is always the thing to do.
Hey, what you watching out there?
With that being said,
what y'all watching? What's better?
Yeah, we got into it and the discussion came up and we decided to save it to the show, let it spill over into the show. And, I'm a sitcoms guy myself. You know,
shout out to everybody that watch sitcoms. Come on now.
I like that. Versus
there's not many left nowadays.
Yeah, but the ones I do watch, yeah, they all right.
What you got on deck, bro?
Yeah,
what's your top three? Talk to me.
So we're gonna do the top three. All
top right. three, what you got?
So this is
No order.
All right,
no
order. So just so I'm clear.
Yeah.
Are we doing my all time top three or my top three presently? Let's do my top three presently.
Yeah, but give me those.
All right, so listen.
Talk to me.
It's a show called For Life, and it's written and directed by 50 Cent.
Shout out to that.
Real
but
good
that's
show.
That's not a sitcom.
It is. That's a sitcom.
It's a show. It's not reality
it's
TV.
It's not reality. It is reality, but,
I mean, but it's
not real actors, unlike those things on everything else. Well, I'm going into that.
Okay.
Real commercials, real actors that get paid.
Your network. It's a network show. Shout out the network
show.
So,
here we go.
Network shows, all right, as well.
I like For Life.
Okay, For Life.
Blue Bloods?
I stopped watching about
the cop joint?
And Chicago PD.
Oh,
never
man.
Watched it.
They are my favorite.
Man, I mean.
So you basically.
One more.
Oh, that's not four. That's three. Wait a minute.
Give me a bonus track.
Get a bonus. Take a bonus.
My bonus track is a new show called All Rise.
And that's
she's a judge.
She's a judge.
Okay.
That's a reality CBS. Show?
No. This is a sitcom.
It's not a sitcom. It's a drama. You know,
what drama? I mean,
a sitcom is a comedy show.
I'm more
all
so
right. Okay, sure.
I'm comparing.
She's the female judge.
I got you. Yeah. I think a little bit something about that. I think I seen it in Luke Cage Once Upon a Time on Netflix.
Yeah.
Maybe if that's how.
Yeah, that's
only
the
only because
one.
I mean I
she
like chicks with the this top
yeah,
heavy.
She was the detective.
Talk to me.
Yeah, but it's a good show, man. It's a real good show.
That's fly. Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out. Okay, sitcom.
Yeah.
SPB got the sitcoms
that's not
on deck.
Sitcom, damn
dramas.
It's a drama.
Networks.
Yeah, well, go dramas. That's my shit, because reality TV, a nine shout out to
Housewives of Atlanta. Basketball Wives.
Oh, man.
I want to know this.
What's that? Talk to me, bro. Oh, wait a minute. You know, hey, listen.
I got to hog the mic for just for 1 second.
Because
they call Housewives of Atlanta, Housewives of Orange County, Basketball Wives, all this shit. And then you only come to find out.
Maybe two
like,
or
well,
three.
You be like, well, who's married to who? Like, what famous basketball player? Because we want to know. Of course, I want to know. What? Like, what famous basketball player you're married to?
Well, the most famous one was Shawnee.
Yeah, because you come to find out, you be like, well, they weren't married. That was an ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
And they play in the European League. They play in Italy and shit.
Oh, shit.
And then because that would be reality shows Housewives of Atlanta. Like, who the hell is a housewife?
I mean, you're not current. I mean, they should be ex.
Then you got hip hop. They changed
Loving hip hop.
Loving hip hop. And that's cool.
I like New York and Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
I like the fuckery.
Okay, well, that's what. Shut up the fuckery out there. Well, come on, Big Chris. Come on with it. What's your top? Okay. Wait, what's your three? Not in no order.
I cannot give three. I'm
you just give me. You got to give us something. Come on. You got to give us something.
I am a give us something for the Housewife franchise on Bravo. Like, I love the Housewives of Atlanta. I love the Housewives of Potomac. I can't stop it. And my all-time favorite are the Housewives of Beverly Hills. Never, ever have I seen rich white women who are fucking miserable and have nothing to do with themselves. Like, they're not faking not having money. Like, they really, really have money.
Okay.
And not this season, but a couple of seasons back, you had Lisa Vanderpump. She owns casinos. She owns restaurants. It was a husband and wife. They own two casinos in Vegas.
Okay.
Lisa Rinna is on there. That's my girl.
Gotcha.
Kyle is my girl. She was a Disney star back in the day. And now they got, what's the girl from, they used to play on the Jamie Foxx show? The model girl. She played Fancy.
Yeah, Fancy.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. So she, her name is Belle. I don't know. Isabella or something.
Yeah,
something
whatever. Like that. Yeah, she's the
not
first.
Not Gabriella, but
she's
yeah.
She's the first. Yeah. Oh, and they also have Denise Richards, who is
I know Denise
Charlie
Richards.
Sheen's ex-wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're just train wrecks.
Oh.
Like,
okay.
They are genuinely train wrecks.
But what attracted you to these
type
of...
They're train fucking wrecks.
You just wanted to see it.
Yeah, like... I have nothing going on in my life, so the fact that I can
you could be a train wreck and
make,
be on there.
Make fools of themselves.
Now, what was the first one that came out? Atlanta, right?
I think Atlanta was, and that's the Andy Cohen Bravo thing.
It's a spinoff.
It's like, yeah, they're like they all blah 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 blah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But the Housewives of Hollywood, because they really are legitimately wealthy white women.
Now, initially, I watched the Housewives of Atlanta years ago because I wanted to see who they were married to, people, famous stars that I knew.
And do you know
and
money?
The only person I did know was Ed.
Football player.
Yeah, that was married
right?
to Lisa.
Yeah.
Who, Hartwell. Ed Hartwell.
Who also, you
Baltimore
know.
Baltimore Ravens cat.
Was, but you know, that Ed guy who's married to Lisa, you know that's also Keith Sweat's ex-wife.
Yeah.
And baby mama.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
So they do have some ties. Uh-huh. And then my other is I switch over to VH1 channel. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Uh-oh.
Love and Hip Hop New York.
Uh-oh.
I like Black Ink Crew New York. Yeah. And I like Black Ink Crew Chicago, or Black in Chicago. Ryan Henry.
Why you making your face like that? Why you making your face like that? Why you making your face like that?
That's a good looking man right there.
Why you making your face like that?
That's a good looking man right there.
Now see, this is the thing.
What's up?
I also, I've watched it, especially in the beginning.
What's
but
that?
I think
which
with,
one?
Black Ink Crew.
New York?
Both.
Okay.
But what I found out was rarely, maybe out of 10 shows, you may see two shows where they're doing tattoos.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, is that reality rap right there?
That is more
break it down and break it down.
That goes on. Okay.
Okay.
Shot.
Yeah. So
with everybody banging everybody, and it is such a mess.
The one girl on Black Ink Crew New York.
You did Madonna.
Oh man, she went through the whole crew,
men and women.
Damn, they did one show, man.
Shout out to the Savages out there.
Listen, now listen.
Cause she y'all still off on out
everybody
there.
In the shot.
But you know, with that being said, so did Teddy. Teddy has messed with all the women in the shot.
Shout out to the Savages once again. Out there. Got nothing to do with Teddy.
You know what? After a while, though, man, you know, you just sit there because it's like, it's the same shit, man.
Yeah.
That's why I'm fighting and all this crazy stuff.
Oh, man. Big Chris is trying to get on some type of ink crew. Can you tattoo? Can you tattoo? What's going on over there?
I can't tattoo.
You can't tattoo.
But then again, I ain't never seen him tattoo either, bro.
Now, do y'all believe that?
But then again, you know what? Donna got in trouble for putting the wrong name. She spelled the wrong name on somebody's tattoo. So, you know what? I could.
Yeah.
With the reality thing. With the reality thing, do you think it plays a major part in our society now?
Well,
cause we grew up on the Cosby Show, Beretta, and all these other little crazy shows that we watching, Starsky Quincy and shit.
I want some of my guests right now,
Magnum P.I.
and listeners, to Google some of these shows.
Yeah, man. So like,
cause y'all might not know what Beretta is.
I got a throwback for y'all.
Or Magnum P.I.
I got a throwback for y'all.
Please talk.
And this for all our listeners, man. This is funny too.
Google
this.
This is funny.
What about Miami Vice?
This is for all three. This is for my two family members right here. Our grandmother had one show.
She's about to zap you. She's getting ready to zap you.
Two pick.
Oh, Telly Savalas.
Kojak.
Oh, Kojak.
Man.
And she also like
Columbo.
And Quincy.
I watch Columbo every
I said enough day at Quincy. Oh, God, I said Quincy.
Watch it.
We were Kojak children.
Quincy.
Listen.
Would Price is Right consider a reality show?
It should have been.
Yes, it is. Shout out to Price is Right.
That was my
with Bob
question.
Barker. That's a reality show. Because you spend a goddamn well, you're physically doing something, and it ain't scripted.
You know what's so funny?
Price is Right. Shout out to the first reality show.
You know what's so funny?
Bob Barker.
Now that we're sitting on, they still had a Price is Right, but I noticed
it's Drew Carey.
It's not as many game shows.
It's Wayne Brady, ain't it?
Wayne Brady.
But he does Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, damn.
It's not as many game shows as it was when we were coming up.
No, hell no.
And we are working people, so I didn't even know, like, they cut so many damn shows out. And it's no more than your favorite soap opera.
I still watch Days of Our Lives. I DVR it every day.
Channel it come on? Because the news come on at 12 and 1 o'clock. They do the COVID-19.
From what I know, there's only four soap operas that's still left. That's The Young and the Restless. That's The Bold and the Beautiful. Remember Ridge and Thorne and all that?
Damn, that still come on?
That's still on. Days of Our Lives and General Hospital. They're the only four that I know that's still...
Damn, shout out to Canada, because y'all still doing it. Y'all not listeners yet, but shout out to Canada anyway. I know half that shit taped over there any damn way, but that's where it goes down.
Hey, man, it's so crazy, man. TV, as we once knew it and how it is now, man, everything is reality TV.
Bring back the sitcoms.
Bring back the shows on TV.
Jerry Springer is a judge now.
Huh?
Jerry Springer is a judge now.
Are you serious?
He has a new show.
Oh, that Jerry shit. We got all
Jerry,
of it.
Jerry.
Yo,
Jerry.
The 90s, Jerry had that shit locked down.
Jerry.
Jerry, what's the other one name? You are not the father.
Maury Povich.
That's reality TV right there.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. But remember his shit used to get all crazy. That shit get crazy.
You supposed to be sitcom.
Is it scripted? I'm sticking to my sitcom.
Come on.
Nothing to me personally. Because even watching Maury like 20 plus years later. It's still the same whore ass, stupid ass girls that then slept with the whole crew.
That's what they do.
Sister, like, you the only one I've been with.
Yeah.
And then it comes back, you are not the father. And they get up like, I don't understand. Bitch, you as a hoe. That's who we are.
I gotta tell y'all this. You know what I hate more than anything?
Oh,
what?
Blood.
Are we talking about reality shows? These judge shows. I don't like
Judge Judy.
I don't like none of them. I don't like Judge Judy.
What?
Shit, at 4 o'clock, I'm cutting on the news. Channel 6. I don't want to hear none of that
Judge
shit.
Judge Judy is my bitch, and I'll use that word later.
I don't like
she
none of
she is so rude.
Man.
She's a Libra shit. But that's that airy side. She's rude. She's like, are you stupid? Are you looking at me? Did you hear what I just said?
She be hard.
Oh, yeah.
She be harder.
Are you dumb? Answer me. Are you dumb?
Yo. It's so crazy, man. They got more judge shows than any other damn shows.
That's what they do, man. That's what they do.
It's like that.
You know. Now, to go off the beacon path, I will cut on YouTube real quick.
See, I don't.
I like YouTube because you can learn any damn thing on YouTube.
Look at that for hair, makeup, and weaves.
Yeah, you can learn anything.
For all of those that can't fix something,
listen.
Especially in your car, go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube,
especially
man.
Especially if you got an older model, late model vehicle.
Look. YouTube,
you don't want to go pay for
YouTube
that shit.
YouTube's so thorough, man. Listen.
You can sit there. That's a little tidbit right there. YouTube, I will
listen, man.
You know what I'm saying?
YouTube
so you can learn
shit.
A little something from that.
They got everything from if you have heartburn, how to deal with an argument, if you can't get the proper amount of sleep.
Stop
they fucking
it.
Teach you everything, man. So YouTube is my shit, man. That's what they do, man. But, you know.
That's the first sign of being an old man.
Yeah. You might be right.
That your choice of television is
listen,
YouTube.
It's my choice. It's my choice shit. That is some cop and robbing shit. After that,
man.
At the end of the day, and this is how we should end this damn segment. It's like going to the movies. Outside of the Avengers, which is my shit, what the hell else is it to make with cop and robbing movies? It's the same shit.
Yeah.
You only can make but so many damn movies, and I'm about tired of, I wanted to go on record.
What's that?
The worst fucking movie that ever came out. The first three were okay.
Where?
Fucking Fast and Furious.
Oh,
they up to 9.
I've never seen
Fast 3.
I've never seen that one.
I'm like, what the fuck? And listen, I know this one thing. I'm gonna kill you with this.
What's that problem?
It's the only acting jobs Ludacris can Tyrese can get. They don't playing shit else.
It ain't true. Tyrese is baby boy. He will always be baby boy.
Yeah, but baby boy, that's about it.
Oh man, Tyrese and Ludacris, don't call the
he
show.
He will always be baby boy.
Talking
and
no stuff.
And listen, and I like
at
both
the reality
of them.
Rap show.
Shit, Luda, my man on the rap.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
hey, listen.
Wasn't the Vines boy Ben Rings in that? I heard him trying to mock Ben Rings on the
last. Yeah, man, listen.
I don't know what the hell that was.
Mission Impossible shit, some of my favorite movies. But we could say that for another joint. But I'm here to tell you.
Know what I like? The Hobbs and Shaw. Oh my God, I so love that.
I ain't seen that.
Hobbs and Shaw. Yeah, I like that.
I love
that. That's
Jason,
what that straight. Yeah.
Oh my God, yes. He has the same birthday as my son, so.
Yeah. They cool cats.
Wow,
yeah,
They both cool, yeah.
I like him as he's the getaway driver.
The getaway.
Got you.
What is it? The transporter. That's
transporter.
His shit.
Oh, yeah, the transporter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his shit.
Oh, yeah, Jason Statham. That's my
man.
Yeah,
that's his shit.
I got
that's
the hairline
do,
going
man.
On. Him
yeah.
and me,
yeah,
me
yeah,
him,
yeah, yeah,
me him,
yeah.
Trey Lanez, we on the same category. You know what I mean? Laughing myself to laugh at you to laugh at me to laugh at y'all.
But you know what, man?
Stacey Fire right
listen,
here.
Listen, maybe
talk about.
Maybe in a couple weeks, man, we'll come back with part two. Because listen,
I don't know.
It don't seem like this COVID-19 gonna be. Listen, I'm not going out into the free world again until about September 19th.
Oh.
2021.
I got a show.
I'm giving it a whole year.
I do got a show I'm going to put out there for y'all. Two shows, sitcom-wise, AC Fires, top two. Give you something to do. I'm going to put out there Martin Lawrence, the Martin Show.
Oh, throwback. I don't miss a
you know,
episode.
So,
with Broad Man for the Fifth Fall?
I'm putting, I'm putting Martin out there.
Okay. And even Hustle Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And what else you got?
It's not a reality show. It's another sitcom type show. I'm putting out there In Living Color.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's my two Johns.
And know what? What you can tell all the viewers, too? If they live in our area, which is what I find, you can go back and get all the throwback shows, honestly, that you really want to see, is the MeTV.
Okay, shout out to MeTV.
MeTV, the shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All
day.
Batman, Wonder Woman, the Stooges, Columbo,
okay.
All of them.
Yeah. They got Flo Dine.
Get you a smart
there.
TV Mel and an antenna. or find somebody, or get you a smart TV and find somebody that got Wi-Fi for free. And hey, listen, man, get it how you live.
You know what? Let's buy it, people.
I'm glad. I'm glad we're talking about this. Fuck it, I'm watching the Love Boat tonight. I'm
gonna watch every Love Sunday Boat. At 6 o'clock. I watch the Love Boat.
I'm watching Love Boat.
I'm gonna
take that shit like back in the day on Saturdays for us. After the Love Boat, man, we used to watch Fantasy Island. I'm gonna take that shit back.
What's that back on?
They already said, D-Plane.
Take us out of here.
Take us out of here.
Have a great week, everybody.
Great week, people.